JDS Services, Lisette speaking.
Hey, Scott in by chance?
Let me check on that for you. Can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
With Curtis?
Cardiff.
Okay.
Thank you.
One second.
Thank you very much for calling. Please continue to hold and we'll be with you shortly.
What this is regarding?
Yeah, it's in reference to some past financing the company did here with U.S. Bank earlier this year.
Okay. One second. And have you spoke to Scott before regarding this?
No, we have not spoke before. I'm actually following up here. It's based off that finance history you guys had there earlier this year. We actually had sent you guys an offer. It was about 2 weeks ago, so I was just trying to touch base to see if it had hit his mailbox, see if he had any thoughts and questions, and kind of what his plans were going forward with this quarter.
Okay, and what was your company name again?
Cardiff.
Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Cardiff.
Cardiff, correct.
I was hearing Curtis.
Oh, no.
All right. Give me 1 second.
No worries.
This is Daryl. How can I help you?
You said this is Daryl?
Yes, I'm the kind of the guy that handles a lot of the things here for the company regarding financing, accounting, and everything operational. What can I do for you?
Gotcha. I'm speaking to the right person. Well, my name is Tyler. I'm actually calling on behalf of Bank of Cardiff here. I'm actually just following up on an offer we sent you. It was about two and a half weeks ago. And it was based off some prior financing it looks like you did here this early this year with U.S. Bank. Is any of that ringing a bell by chance?
Yeah, but the financing with U.S. Bank wasn't really anything major.
Yeah, it was just your most recent.
$50,000, yeah, it's not a big
okay.
one.
Okay, yeah, it was just your most recent UCC filing. I was just following up there on the offer we had sent you. It was a pre-approval for right around $250K for some equipment financing and working capital. I just wanted to touch base with the business and kind of see where you guys were at, if you were maybe looking to bring on any new equipment or...
We're in the middle of just kind of sort of keeping everything incognito for a moment. We're actually looking at a potential sellout, possibly in the
really?
Fall here. So we're trying not to take on any other debt or anything of that nature because we're pretty debt free, which is one of the reasons why we're being looked at, I guess. But but we can, if it's something you want to email over, I mean, I'll keep it on file if it's worthwhile. Definitely, I mean, we are talking about possibly putting in some new equipment if this thing isn't going the direction that they want it to go, and then that might be something. But yeah, but I mean, we probably won't be doing anything till late fall, though, if we do actually buy any other equipment.
Yeah, are you guys just looking to liquidate your assets, or are you selling the company to like a sister? Like, what's the?
It'll be a pretty much be a buyout. But, you know, we'd still stay in place for X number of years or whatever.
Okay, okay. So you'd still be in operation.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, what is a good email there for you?
Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Okay. Okay.
At, and our company name, JDSSURFACES.com.
.com. Yeah, I'll shoot you that information there. It'll just kind of summarize the offer as well as have my contact info. I'll maybe try and touch base here in about a month or two and see where you guys are at with the business, if you're going to keep it or if you end up selling. And we can kind of just go from there. But definitely keep us in the back of your mind if something does come up. Or if you, like I said, emergency with equipment. The offer was both for equipment financing and working capital. So do you guys get put on a lot of like net 30, net 60 with these contracts that you're working with?
Yeah, but it's as far as, you mean the contracts that we get? Or the contracts?
Yeah.
Well, we're purchasing, yeah, stuff that we're purchasing, yes, and stuff that we're getting paid on, I mean, yeah, a little longer,
okay.
90 on some,
okay.
Most of our stuff.
That's what I keep hearing, is a lot of these guys are getting pushed more to those net 60, net 90s, just with the way things are right now with the economy and all that. So
we happen to be blessed, just because the company's, you know, we've always ran it pretty good, so we're always in a positive. I mean, you know, we have a minimum that most people haven't heard of, so we stay in a pretty good position.
Yeah, no,
I mean, we try not to, you know, if we can write it off and do what we need to do, that's definitely of interest. But you know, again, we'd be really looking at some serious competitive rates and things of that nature. But yeah, I'll look at it. There's four partners, and I'll kind of introduce it to them and say, hey, here's just so you guys know, here's another option if we need it.
Exactly. You know, it's not going to hurt you just to kind of see what else is out there. But I mean, at the moment, it definitely sounds like you got a good thing going, and with the sellout possibly happening, I'll definitely kind of let you guys keep doing this for now, and maybe try and touch base here in about a month or so and just see where the progress is on that.
Sounds like a plan. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, it was good talking to you, Derek.